Oasis Audio presents The Creature in Ogopogo Lake by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. A Monster Lurks.
Do you think it's true?
Asked 6-year-old Benny. The youngest Alden had his nose pressed up against the window of their rental car.
Is there really a monster in Ogopogo Lake?
His eyes were huge.
You mean Okanagan Lake,
corrected 12-year-old Jessie, who often acted like a mother to her younger brother and sister.
Ogopogo is the name of the famous Canadian monster that lives in Okanagan Lake.
I like Ogopogo Lake better,
insisted Benny.
After all, it's the monster's home.
Henry, who was sitting up front beside Grandfather, smiled back at his little brother.
There's no real proof the monster exists, Benny.
Henry was 14. He was the oldest of the Aldens. Grandfather slowed down for a curve in the road.
They've even used underwater cameras to search for the creature, he said. But nothing's turned up. Of course, that doesn't stop folks from keeping their eyes peeled. Everybody hopes to catch a glimpse of Ogopogo.
Good thing I brought along my binoculars,
Benny grinned.
And I packed my camera,
put in Violet, who was 10. Photography was one of Violet's hobbies. She almost always brought her camera along when they went on vacations. James Alden and his 4 grandchildren, Henry, Jessie, Violet, and Benny, had just arrived for a holiday in the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia. They were on their way to the Ogopogo Resort in Peachland. Grandfather was renting a cabin from his good friend...